They the Stanford folks had a little cakewalk too, didn't they? They had a fairly easy time.
Yeah, day before yesterday. Yeah. And UConn had an even easier time yesterday with Duke. That was a 25-point game.
Okay.
So we'll
handle that for you.
Oh, yeah.
So I don't know if you know, there's this thing called politics where, you know, they come out and they pontificate about stuff, but really when they get behind closed doors, it's all pretty much it's theater, really. I mean, they posture and all that kind of stuff. Well, yesterday, little Chuckie Schumer basically got busted on this whole deal about marching orders. He thought he was just talking to his colleagues, and actually, there were reporters listening in, and as reporters do, they happened to record what Chuckie said. And it was an open mic in that they were discussing the budget strategy, and he didn't say anything earth-shattering, but, I mean, this is it.
You know? I always use the word extreme. That's what the caucus instructed me to do the other week.
Wait a minute.
Extreme.
That's what the caucus instructed me to do? You mean they're telling him what to say?
Cuts and all these riders. Uh-huh. And Boehner's in a box.
Mm.
But if he supports the Tea Party, there's going to inevitably be a shutdown. What we're trying to do here...
Instead of them issuing marching orders, maybe what they should do is get to work and actually pass a plan.
Yeah, because Republicans don't ever do that. You know, Republicans are always talking about what it takes to get done. They're not discussing how they're going to say things. They don't do that. So anyway, Howard Dean yesterday said it wasn't as good as the scream. But Howard said yesterday that he thinks the government shutdown would be maybe not too bad for the country because the Republicans would get blamed again. That's what he's saying. He said, if I were the head of the DNC, I would be quietly rooting for a shutdown. I know who's going to get blamed. We've been down that road before. So lots of finger pointing going on. By the way, we'll talk to Bill Flores in a little while. One of the things we'll talk to him about is the president, you know, Barack
Hussein
Obama. He's going to deliver a little information today. According to the Wall Street Journal, he's going to talk about what the government can do to kind of ease the oil production problems. And Bill has mentioned that a couple of times, and he had a news conference yesterday, and we'll talk to him about that a little bit. But supposedly, some new permitting will be allowed, and maybe we can get some domestic production going. And again, that's not going to solve anything instantly, but it'll at least be a move in the right direction, because I think gas has gone up another 3-4 cents, something like that. I don't know. It's been a few days since I filled up, but I was paying about $3.39 or something like that.
Yeah.
Okay, we need one more person in the presidential race here.
Oh, who?
On the GOP side. You ready?
Yeah.
Roy Moore.
Yeah,
I know.
Give me a yard sign.
I know, man.
I want a yard sign.
Is that the
now.
Judge from Alabama?
That's the one.
Well,
I mean, basically, it's Roy Ten Commandments Moore.
Yeah.
An aide tells the CBS News that Mr. Moore is prepping a presidential exploratory committee, has plans to formally announce in mid-April. When he does, Moore could face off against maybe a Rick Santorum or a Michelle Bachmann in the kind of right side of the GOP party. He is the former Alabama Supreme Court Chief Justice. As a former University of Alabama political scientist said, Mr. Moore won't win, but the run would be good for conveying Moore's message. He's a very talented orator, and he reminds me of, this guy's words, the old-timey style of speaking.
Hmm.
So, you know, maybe he'll come out in a white suit and a string tie. You know,
a la William Jennings Bryan.
Something, just and let, you know, kind of let his sideburns grow out a little bit and kind of cover his ears and you know, and do that little, I mean,
a little marble mouth?
Yeah, well, something like that. I mean, just the whole idea. If he could bring back that whole deal where, you know, the way the people from Alabama speak. Was it Alabama with the agriculture commissioner?
Okay. Yes.
Yeah, that guy. And you remember we played his commercial.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, best ever.
That's kind of fun.
Okay.
I wanted to move to Alabama just to vote for
him. Go ahead and vote and then leave, you know, for whatever's going on. All right, let me see. Now we're going to have to pay attention to another country over in Syria. The cabinet is, they announced that they were going to step down yesterday. Syria is it's between Turkey and Iraq. It's just, if we're going to have to start watching all these countries, how in the world can we know what specials are on at the mall and who's going to win Dancing with Stars? Yeah, okay. Anyway, so they apparently are having more problems there because now the president says, oh, yeah, I'll give in to your demands for more freedom. Uh-huh, sure he will. They're apparently trying to make a deal for Muammar to go hang out in Italy. Or excuse me, they're trying to, Italy is trying to negotiate a deal where he'll get asylum somewhere in Africa. And I guess they'll build him a palace in the middle of some country that we don't know about. And he'll go live with his billions of dollars and go away. That's the plan that Italy's trying to put together right now so that he can live in the lap of luxury and we can install somebody else in the government. I'm sorry, somebody else will come in and lead Libya. What'll happen? And that's about it. That's really all that's going on as far as politics. It's a little bit quiet. Most of the stuff, I guess, is going on in Austin, a little bit behind the scenes. We'll talk to Steve later this week about that. That gambling thing kind of got quiet yesterday afternoon after we talked about yesterday morning how more people looking for those gambling casinos, I mean full casinos, in resort areas. Now, they said eight licenses. So the resort areas would be what? I mean, is it going to be on the coast or is it going to be in the big cities? My thought would be Marfa.
Yeah.
Because you could have the lights of Marfa.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you could look. Hey, you
send them on to Roswell.
Well, look at it like this. I mean, basically, as listening to a guy on the Daily Show, and he said Dubai. He said Dubai was three huts 50
yeah.
years ago, and now look at it. He said it's basically a playground. So I mean. Couldn't you make Marfa the playground of Texas? All it takes is a lot of water. I mean, some water, put some sod down. I mean, Las Vegas is in the middle of the desert, for goodness sake, so Marfa's pretty much the same way. And, you know, you could go out and see the lights in the evening, the lights of Marfa.
They call them the Northern Lights.
They're gas balls, apparently, out there, you know, outside of Marfa. You go out there and watch them globes that bounce around, supposedly. But, I mean, go do that and then come back in and gamble. Have Cher playing in Marfa?
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
oh yeah,
that
yeah, she'd love that.
Exactly. Well, I mean, Marty Allen, he's still around. We could have Marty mm-hmm. come and do a lounge act there.
Oh, dang.
Yeah, I think we've got it. And if we'd make Marfa, because I mean, immediately people think, well, something on the coast or something, Galveston or Corpus or you know, into San Antonio. But you know,
Big Spring.
Do something for the western side of the state. That kind of help out a little bit. Get some people over there.
I was desperately trying to find the audio in here before you switched to state politics.
But what'd you find?
Well, now unfortunately I can't find it. Sarah Palin has introduced us to yet another word.
Oh,
yeah.
Cool. What's the word?
Squirmish. Squirmish.
Or squirmish?
Well, no. It's not an adjective.
Oh, okay.
It is a noun. To try and describe what the action is that we are taking in Libya. She doesn't know if it's a squirmish. I think she was trying to say skirmish, but it came out squirmish on Guetta last night.
I love that.
Yeah.
All right. Well, let's see if we can find that.
I've been looking for it.
All right.
It,
okay. So. Squirmish. The new
squirmish.
Palinism. All right.
Mm-hmm.
It's 6:45.